In southeastern Sierra Leone, in the middle of the rainforest, there's a beautiful island on the Moa River called Tiwai Island. Tiwai means big island in the Mende language, and it's about four times the size of Central Park in Manhattan. If you visit the island, you'll be greeted by a wildlife chorus.
One of the sounds that you hear standing on the island is the constant sound of termites as they going through the transforming the wood into organic matter. Then you also hear, during the daytime, you will hear the sound of the primates notifying each other that somebody's coming. Or you will hear one of the characteristic birds, the hornbill, going fly over you.
My name is Baudelaire, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we're in Sierra Leone to hear how a civil war brought this beautiful island to the brink of destruction and how it's making its comeback. More after this.
If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
What is so special about Tiwai Island?
The first thing that, you know, first of all, is getting there.
That is Tommy Garnett. He's the founder and executive director of the Environmental Foundation for Africa.
I mean, you leave the noise, the pollution of the city, and when you're about 10, 15 kilometers, you get on the forest road, and you start getting greeted by the vegetation, and then the air is cooling down. And then when you actually arrive on the island, the freshness of the air, in today's world, that's got to be special.
Tiwai Island is right outside of the Gola Rainforest in southeastern Sierra Leone, and it has so many different kinds of wildlife. There are thousands of different butterflies, 700 plant species, and hundreds of bird species, including the African crown eagle. The island is also home to the endangered pygmy hippopotamus and 11 different species of primates, including chimpanzees. Tiwai is known as a haven for primates with its tall, viney trees and plentiful food for them to eat. Tommy has dedicated his life to the preservation of Tiwai, but his love for the environment started when he was just a child. He and his family lived in a small diamond mining town in Sierra Leone called Yengama. Their plot of land was right at the edge of a forest.
So my earliest memories of waking up at the age of about 5 or 6 is looking in our backyard and looking into the forest. I realized growing up that I liked to play with the land. I liked to grow things. I eventually went on to study agriculture.
Tommy is a part of a generation of talented Sierra Leoneans who went abroad seeking opportunities. He was living in the UK when civil war broke out in Sierra Leone in 1991. Conflict centered on both control of Sierra Leone's natural resources, especially its diamonds, and a population fed up with the lack of progress and opportunities in the country. Feeling like he needed to do something to help Sierra Leone from abroad, Tommy started an organization called the Environmental Foundation for Africa to raise awareness of the environmental damage caused by diamond mining.
Nobody was focusing on the environmental costs of what had led to the conflict.
A few years later, he decided to return to his home country to document its most beautiful and biodiverse areas. He thought people needed to see another side to Sierra Leone. And it's while Tommy was traveling his home country and documenting its beauty that he went to Tiwi Island for the first time, a visit that changed his life.
When I first visited Tiwi Island, my first feeling was wow, because we were standing on the riverbank. It's a two-minute crossing by boat to the island itself. And then once we got on the island and started walking about, this is a place we'd heard, had lots, all kinds of primates and birds and butterflies and everything. But when we arrived there, we walked around the island for about 4 or 5 hours. And what I collected were dozens and dozens of empty, shells of cartridges, which, of course, because poaching, hunting of animals, of especially monkeys, had been rife during the war.
During the Civil War, some of the rebels had made Tiwi Island their home. They hunted animals on the island for food and to sell. The monkeys were especially sought after because in nearby Liberia, monkey meat is seen as a delicacy.
So the island was practically hunted out by the time we visited, and that was a massive surprise. So even though we'd gone there to gather information about the positive aspects of Sierra Leone, what we came away with was a sense of urgency that something must be done if we are to save this place.
From there, Tommy's entire mission changed. His goal was now to help protect this beautiful island. Only a year after that first visit, the Civil War ended and nearby communities wanted to continue what was their practice for decades of using Tiwi Island to farm and hunt to survive. But right before the war had started, the government had made Tiwi a protected area. Still, post-war, communities began hunting and farming on Tiwi again. This added more hurt to what was already a damaged ecosystem. Tommy and the EFA alerted the government to what was going on, and a series of meetings were held with community members. Eventually, they reached an agreement. The EFA and other partners would seek funding for the protection of Tiwi and build facilities on the island to increase tourism. In exchange for stopping their hunting and farming, the surrounding communities would get equitable shares of the tourism revenue. After they agreed to the deal, the EFA monitored Tiwi closely. They observed that once the hunting and farming stopped, the wildlife rebounded. The plan was working. But protecting Tiwi hasn't always been easy. Even though it's against Sierra Leonean law to harm the wildlife on Tiwi, some outsiders still try to come to Tiwi and hunt the primates, hippos, and other wildlife to sell on the black market.
Governments put laws, but they don't have enough resources or people to police these laws. So it's a question of catch me if you can. And that's one of the biggest fears I have for a place like Tiwi.
Though lack of resources makes the conservation of Tiwi more difficult, Tommy is committed to this place. He's working on getting the island officially landmarked, which would increase the funding and make it easier to keep Tiwi and its wildlife safe.
To the extent that we got the UNESCO involved in supporting the Sierra Leone government to put in an application for Tiwi Island to become a World Heritage Site, perhaps that will help to increase its chances of survival.
Tommy told me that if everything goes smoothly, he's hoping that Tiwi Island could be a World Heritage Site by early 2024. That would increase travel to Tiwi and increase the funding groups like the EFA have access to keep it safe. It's been a tough few years for tourism on the island, what with COVID hitting right as the country was finally recovering from the Ebola pandemic.
I mean, over the last 2 years, we've hardly had any visitors. We've had to sustain the place. It's really, really expensive and really difficult, and people start questioning why. But if people are constantly streaming in and visiting the nearby communities, and then it gives the place more meaning.
What's the most rewarding part of your job?
The most rewarding part of my job, honestly, is to feel that I am a servant of nature and that I don't really expect anyone to say thank you to me, because I feel a great deal of satisfaction that thanks to our efforts, we've managed to save a small piece of nature, which is increasingly noticeable in a country such as Sierra Leone. It went from the brink of destruction to now a potential World Heritage Site.
To visit Tiwi Island, you can fly to Freetown, Sierra Leone, and get a tour guide from there. Or you can fly to Monrovia, the capital of Liberia, and get a guide to take you from there. You can camp on Tiwi or just visit for the day. Either way, a portion of revenue from your trip will go to the surrounding communities. And as Tommy told me, this is the best way to help preserve Tiwi. To learn more about Tommy's work with the EFA, visit EFASL.org. That's EFASL.org. Thank you so much to Tommy Garnett for sitting down with me to talk about Tiwi Island. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. Our production team includes
Dylan Therese,
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Sarah Wyman,
Manolo Morales,
Baudelaire Seuss,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was sound designed by
Chris Naka,
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. My name is Baudelaire.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.